Hello and welcome to Take Off the Podcast, stories by students and classics. This is Take 3, the new series on Audioboom. Well, that really is only Take 2. It's really just a joke referring to something I said a few days ago when announcing the up-and-coming comeback of Take Off, referring to the idea that there has been a long hiatus, but it's now back to normal, at least for the time being, and how long that time's going to last. Who can tell? I have no idea. So let's get started with this episode on October 26th, 2015. And today's theme and title, You the Listeners. Since its launch, Take Off 2 has attracted at least 1,000 listeners an episode, totaling over 35,000 downloads and streaming sessions, roughly about that number. The average episode has been listened to by about 3,000 people, or 3,000 computers, a few times going into the 5 and once even the 6,000 range. That is pretty impressive as far as I'm concerned, although these numbers are paltry when you think of big-time podcasts like some of my favorites, such as Hello Internet, and that most recent discovery, Roman Mars's 99% Invisible. If you haven't listened to these yet, leave this episode right now and do a search for Hello Internet and Roman Mars's 99% Invisible. Well, coming back to my topic, Take Off actually never wanted to be a big-time show like those, and it will never become one, of course. So to come back to the theme, to you, I wonder who you are and what makes you come back to Take Off, provided you do come back for more. I'm guessing most of you are probably random listeners, visitors to the site, who have somehow stumbled upon Audioboom. And when you were there, you were thinking, okay, what's this Take Off, Take Two thing? Let me explore further. Some of you are probably regular listeners. Of those, most of you must be, I guess, Hungarians, who share my fascination with stories in English. And I guess many of you are actually attending or have attended my classes at University of Pécs, or elsewhere in Slovakia, Croatia, or Austria. Otherwise, who in their right mind, if you don't have this interest, who would actually come back for these stories and who would suffer this series, right? Speaking of regular listeners, of course that assumes that there are things to regularly listen to, that is, actual episodes on the air. Take Off, the primeval Take Off, that is, which I started way back in 2008... I think that that kind of primeval classic original Take Off managed to maintain a pretty good record in that department up until around 2011, I think, when things got a lot crazier in my non-podcast work and life. And then Take Two also had some semblance of regularity up until about a year ago. But you know all of that, right? Or maybe some of you know that. Actually, I'm making no promises here in terms of regularity from here on out. But perhaps Take Two will continue to attract some of you in the short to medium term. How short or medium and what that term is going to be, it remains to be seen, of course. So dear all of you, here's the idea. If you have a second or two to spare, please email me a note about where you are and what you like and dislike about Take Off. Some of you might know my address, that's jozefhor@gmail.com, that's jozefhor@gmail.com. If you know for sure that I know you, it's enough if you answer what you like and don't like about the show. I actually do know some of you, right? So I look forward to your messages, and if you want to include a story with the understanding that if you include it, I can read it on the air, please send that to me too. So that concludes today's episode, and until next time, take care.